From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian warplanes, artillery, and mortars continued to pound rebel-held areas in Aleppo Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least three people were killed. The civilian defense in Syria said the death toll was six. European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs Federica Mogherini said in Rome that any peace process will be difficult if civilians are massacred in Aleppo.
This is a priority. We cannot pass the message that Aleppo is lost. We turn the page, we move forward. No, we still need to save the people in Aleppo, to protect the civilians, to call for a stop in the airstrikes.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow is ready to send military experts and diplomats to Geneva to work with the United States to ensure the pullout of all rebels from eastern Aleppo. There was no immediate response from the United States, but Secretary of State John Kerry, will meet with Lavrov next week in Geneva. Thousands of Cubans have gathered in Santiago de Cuba's Revolutionary Square for the funeral of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro, who died last week at 90. High-profile leftist friends of the former Cuban leader, including Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega, and Evo Morales of Bolivia, are attending the ceremony. Cuban leader Raúl Castro is expected to address the country in a nationally televised speech Saturday night. Fidel Castro's ashes have crossed 1,000 kilometers of Cuba, drawn by a trailer behind a green army jeep. They will be interred Sunday in a private ceremony, ending 9 days of official mourning. This is VOA News. Fallout continued Saturday from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Friday phone call with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called it a petty trick by Taiwan and reemphasized that the One China policy is the basis of Washington's relationship with Beijing. However, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, a one-time Trump opponent, tweeted, "I would much rather have Donald Trump talking to President Tsai than to Cuba's Raúl Castro or Iran's Hassan Rouhani." House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Asia and the Pacific Chairman Matt Salmon said that he applauded Trump for making what he called a strong statement with the telephone conversation. Washington ended diplomatic relations with Taipei in 1979, but still sells the island billions of dollars in defense and other supplies. China regards Taiwan as a renegade province. Meanwhile, the Green Party and its candidate Jill Stein have dropped a court case seeking a statewide recount of the November 8th election in Pennsylvania. The decision came 2 days before a hearing on the case. The Green Party, which has spearheaded recount efforts in two other states, wanted to explore whether voting machines and systems in Pennsylvania had been hacked and the election result manipulated. Officials in Oakland, California, fear the death toll will rise after a massive fire that broke out at a warehouse party. At least 9 people are confirmed dead. 25 are unaccounted for. Libby Schaff is Oakland's mayor.
This is a devastating scene. This is complicated, and it is going to take us time to do the methodical, thorough, and professional investigation that these families deserve.
Fire officials said they had to shore up the building Saturday because some of the walls were unstable. The warehouse did not have sprinklers, which could have helped extinguish the blaze. Thousands of fans lined the tiny stadium in Chapecó, Brazil on Saturday to honor the Chapecoense football club, whose members died in a plane crash. Heavy rain fell as grief-stricken fans mourned the loss of the modest club members, who nearly reached the pinnacle of Latin American football. FIFA President Gianni Infantino said the whole world grieves with the club and its fans. He said, "We can give you a message from the entire football world. We are all with you. FIFA is with you. And not only today, we will be with you always." 71 of the 77 people on board an aircraft, including 19 players from the team, died when it crashed in the Colombian Andes on Monday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.